compassion training is taking hold in schools across the country. The object is to improve student achievement and foster healthier communities by cultivating things like focus and empathy. The movement has inspired a school in West Virginia to take on a pilot compassion curriculum project of its own. Dr. James Doty, a brain surgeon in California, is one of the world's leading experts on the science behind compassion.
Compassion can mean many things to different people, but in the context of science, it's defined as the recognition of the suffering of another with a motivational desire to alleviate that suffering.
He theorizes that human evolutionary success is tied to our capacity to love and care for each other. And he's proven that significant health benefits come with kindness.
What we have found is that when you are feeling as if others love you or care for you, then your physiology works at its best.
His work is part of a growing body of science that shows cultivating compassion could not only help people become healthier, it could also improve learning outcomes in schools.
For any of us to do our best work, we have to be in the right headspace.
Liz Hoffreiter is the head of Wheeling Country Day School. She wants to bring more compassion to her town, starting at her school. She hopes Country Day can develop best practices to be used by anyone who works with young children. She plans to formalize existing compassion curriculum that's been developing at the school for the past 5 years. The idea is to help students cultivate focus, resilience, empathy, and level-headedness. So what does that look like? Well, at Country Day, it looks like taking time between school periods to focus on the sound of a bell ringing, which is supposed to sharpen focus and listening skills and allow kids to more effectively transition between activities. There's extra emphasis on nutrition. For example, demonstrating through school lunches how to avoid processed foods. It also means paying closer attention to the physical body by incorporating yoga or basic stretching and breathing exercises throughout the day. Hoffreiter explains, compassion training is basically physical and social emotional intelligence training. The concepts are not new, but they are developing. She says students learn to self-regulate and identify emotions so that instead of being ruled by them, emotions can be used as a guide.
Now, you say to a child, calm down, but when do we teach a child what that means?
Hoffreiter's Compassion Initiative also includes a variety of methods to learn conflict resolution.
They need to be trained by age 10 how to deal with the hallway in middle school and the city in high school and college. And I feel pretty strongly about that they need those tools the same way they need the reading, writing, and math tools and skills and strategies.
Conflict resolution, Hoffreiter points out, is not avoiding conflict, but learning to manage it.
Kids need problems. They need failure. They need to overcome it because they need intrinsic motivation, and they need persistence, and they need to know that they have the fortitude.
Hello, my name is Alex Thompson.
Alex is going into the third grade. He's been a student at Country Day for 4 years. Do you ever feel like overwhelmed?
Sometimes, yes, I do, and it's probably because of the difficulty with always having your friends happy, because you can really never have all of your friends happy with you.
Alex and his classmates have laminated cards on their desks, numbered 1 through 5.
A 5 is basically when you are full of outrage and anger, so much anger that you need to be sent home. And a 1 is you're happy.
One of Alex's teachers, Joe Jividen, says students can use the cards to identify how they're doing during a lesson. He says the feedback helps him to know if he's getting through or if he should make adjustments.
It's been really cool to hear the language used of a student walking in and telling me to start the day, hey, I'm at a 3 right now. And you're able to kind of look at them and say, great, that's good to know. It's good for me and it's good for your classmates. So it's made the language that's very difficult of talking about your emotions pretty easy for anybody at any age to use, which is cool.
Teachers like Jividen and kindergarten teacher Claire Norman say the compassion training they're beginning to exercise is also having some unexpected consequences.
We see the difference not only in the kids, but in ourselves. as well. And you have to, as teachers, you know, you kind of forget about yourselves sometimes and you focus more on the kids. So we know doing yoga and things like that not only helps ourselves, and we know how it makes us feel, so we can only imagine how it makes the kids feel.
Country Day's head of school, Liz Hoffreiter, hopes as the program takes off, compassion training will move beyond the classroom and into the home and community as well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.